All right, let's dive into a cybersecurity nightmare today, something that I think is going to hit close to home for anyone who relies on backups.
And that's pretty much all of us, right?
Yeah, I mean, we all have those precious photos, important documents, things we just can't imagine losing.
Right, and that's exactly why we use backup systems.
Like Veeam.
Yeah, Veeam backup and replication.
It's a go-to for so many businesses.
It really is.
Even those giants in the Global 2000.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like the Fort Knox of data protection, right?
You got it, but imagine if someone found a way to crack that vault wide open.
Yeah, that's kind of the unfortunate reality we're facing right now. There's a vulnerability
Oh.
called CVE-2024-40711.
CVE-2024-40711.
And it's a serious one.
It sounds pretty technical. What does that even mean?
Well, think of it this way. Imagine you order a pizza online, right?
Okay, I'm hungry.
You send your order, pepperoni, extra cheese of the works. But hidden within that order, a hacker slipped in a code that gives them access to your entire computer system. And that's essentially what remote code execution allows hackers gaining control through seemingly harmless data.
So it's like a Trojan horse.
Exactly, sneaking in through a back door.
Through a pizza.
In this case, the Trojan horse is exploiting how Veeam handles something called data deserialization.
Okay.
It's a complex process. Essentially, it's how software takes data and makes sense of it. Attackers can manipulate this process to inject malicious code.
So it's really not a good time to ignore those software updates, huh?
Definitely not. Veeam released a patch for this on September 4th.
Okay.
But unfortunately, a blueprint for exploiting it, something called a proof of concept exploit, became public soon after.
Oh no.
This gave bad actors a roadmap for how to attack systems, even if they were patched later on.
So it's like we're in a race against time.
Absolutely.
And we know that these ransomware gangs are always looking for these kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty groups like Akira and Fog.
Yeah, they were among the first to pounce on this vulnerability.
So they're not just stumbling into these systems.
No, these are calculated attacks.
Right. Reports indicate they used stolen VPN credentials.
Like stealing a key card.
Yeah, exactly, to get into Veeam servers, along with exploiting this flaw.
Uh-oh.
Once inside, they wreak havoc.
So they get in and then.
They create rogue admin accounts. You
Yeah.
know, they embed themselves deep within the system.
It's like they set up shop, they become the puppet masters of your digital life.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And if that wasn't bad enough,
If that wasn't scary enough.
there's another group
Right.
called Frag.
Frag.
They're using this vulnerability in like a stealthy way.
Yeah, a particularly stealthy way.
Okay, tell me more. This sounds like a deep dive within a deep dive.
They're employing a tactic called living off the land, or LOTL, which
LOTL.
sounds almost harmless.
It does.
But instead of bringing in their own hacking tools, they use legitimate software already on the system to carry out their attacks.
So they're using what's already there.
Yeah, it's like a burglar using your own kitchen knives to break into the safe.
That's devious. It's harder to detect because they're using trusted tools.
So they're basically hijacking the system's tools and using them against itself. What
Exactly.
does that look like in practice?
You've seen them use built-in backup tools to encrypt data maliciously,
Malicious.
essentially locking you out of your own backups.
The irony.
Right.
They blend in, they fly under the radar.
That's the goal.
This isn't Veeam's first rodeo with a serious vulnerability, is it?
You're absolutely right.
Didn't something similar happen last year?
Back in 2023, another flaw, CVE-2023-2005-32, was exploited to deploy Cuba ransomware.
CVE-2023-27532.
It's a pattern.
It is a pattern.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
As much as we need backup, centralizing all that critical data creates a juicy target for these cyber
It's
criminals.
like, don't put all your eggs in one basket, except the basket is your entire digital life.
Right.
So, with all this in mind, what can our listeners do to protect themselves?
The first and most crucial step is patching.
Patching.
If you haven't already, update your Veeam software immediately.
Do it now.
Even if you think you're safe, it's better to be proactive. But patching is just the beginning.
Okay, so patching is like locking your front door,
Oh, heck
but
no.
you need more layers of security, right?
Exactly.
So, what else can people do?
Two-factor authentication is essential
Okay.
for Veeam itself and for any administrative accounts.
Two-factor authentication.
Think of it as a double lock on your most important doors.
So it's about making it as hard as possible for those bad actors to get in.
Exactly. And you should be regularly monitoring user accounts, especially those with administrative privileges. Look for any unusual activity, any accounts you don't recognize.
So it's about being vigilant and proactive about your system's security. What about segmenting your backup networks? Does that help limit the damage?
Absolutely. If you think of your network like a house, you want to create separate rooms with locked doors. That way, if one room gets compromised, the intruders can't easily access the rest of the house.
Okay, so compartmentalization is key. What about those fancy intrusion detection systems we hear about? Would those be helpful in spotting these sneaky tactics?
They can be incredibly valuable. Think of intrusion detection systems like motion sensors for your digital home. They're constantly monitoring for any unusual activity, anything that deviates from the norm, and they can be particularly effective at catching those living off the land tactics that we discussed, the things that might slip past traditional antivirus software.
So it's like having an extra set of eyes always on the lookout for suspicious behavior. But even with all these technical safeguards, it seems like human error can still play a big role in these attacks.
Absolutely. We can build the strongest fortress, but if someone leaves the gate unlocked, it's all for nothing.
And we hear about these stolen VPN credentials, rogue admin accounts. It feels like a lot comes down to the people involved. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. We often focus on the technical vulnerabilities, but the human factor is equally important. Think about it. Weak passwords, falling for phishing scams, clicking on malicious links. These are all entry points for attackers, and they prey on our human tendencies.
So it's not enough to just have strong tech. You need a strong security culture within an organization,
yeah. Right? Yeah.
Exactly. You need to educate your employees, foster a sense of responsibility, and create an environment where security is everyone's priority.
It's about making security a habit, not just a checkbox on a to-do list.
Right. Because ultimately, your strongest defense is a combination of technology and human awareness, now shifting gears a bit. I think it's important to understand that we're not just dealing with lone wolf hackers here. These ransomware gangs are sophisticated, organized, and they're in it for the money.
It feels like we're seeing more and more of these attacks in the news. Is ransomware really on the rise?
It is, and there are a few reasons for that. For one, it's incredibly profitable. Attackers can demand huge ransoms, often in hard-to-trace cryptocurrency. And unfortunately, many organizations feel they have no choice but to pay.
I can imagine the pressure. You're a company, your data's held hostage, your operations are grinding to a halt. It must feel like there's a gun to your head.
That's exactly the leverage these attackers have. They know that for many businesses, their data is their lifeblood. And when that data is encrypted and inaccessible, it can bring everything to a screeching halt.
But beyond the financial hit, there's the reputational damage as well, right? Mm-hmm. Customers lose trust, partners get spooked. It seems like the fallout can last for years.
It absolutely can. And that's why prevention is so crucial. It's far more effective and less costly than trying to clean up the mess after an attack. But even with the best defenses, the threat landscape is constantly evolving. These attackers are always finding new ways to exploit weaknesses, new ways to stay ahead of the curve.
So it feels like it's this constant arms race. We build up our defenses, they find new ways to break through.
That's a good way to put it, and it's why staying informed is so critical. We need to be aware of the latest threats, understand the tactics being used, and constantly evaluate our own security practices.
So what does all of this mean for our listeners? What's the one key takeaway they should be thinking about?
The biggest takeaway is this complacency is a luxury we can no longer afford. The threat is real, it's evolving, and it can impact anyone we need to be vigilant in adapting our security practices and educating ourselves and our teams about the latest threats.
It's about staying ahead of the game, recognizing that security isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing process.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, especially in the realm of cybersecurity. The more we understand the tactics and motivations of these attackers, the better equipped we are to defend ourselves.
Speaking of understanding motivations, we've talked about how these groups exploit technical vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
But what about human error? I mean, how much do we really know about the people who have access to our most sensitive data, including our backups?
That's a crucial point. We can build strong security systems, but we also need to be mindful of the human element who has access to what are their motivations? Are there processes in place to verify their trustworthiness?
It's like that old saying, trust but verify, especially when it comes to something as critical as your backups.
Exactly. And verification can take many forms. Regular audits, robust access, controls, background checks, ongoing training for anyone with access to these systems.
So it's not just about the technology. It's about creating a culture of security awareness, a culture of vigilance.
Absolutely. We need to move beyond the mindset that security is solely the responsibility of the IT department. It's a shared responsibility that requires participation from everyone within an organization.
It's about empowering employees to be the first line of defense.
Precisely, because often it's a human error, a clicked link, a downloaded attachment, a misplaced trust that provides the initial entry point for these attacks.
And once that door is open, the consequences can be devastating. We've seen how these ransomware gangs are becoming increasingly sophisticated in their tactics, leveraging legitimate tools and blending in to avoid detection.
It's a constant cat and mouse game. As security measures improve, attackers adapt and find new ways to exploit weaknesses.
Which brings us back to the importance of staying informed.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be aware of the latest threats, understand the tactics being used, and constantly evaluate our own security practices.
Right, and it's why staying informed is so critical. We need to be aware of the latest threats, understand the tactics being used, and constantly evaluate our own security practices.
So what does all of this mean for our listeners? What's the one key takeaway they should be thinking about?
The biggest takeaway is this complacency is a luxury we can no longer afford. The threat is real, it's evolving, and it can impact anyone we need to be vigilant in adapting our security practices and educating ourselves and our teams about the latest threats.
It's about staying ahead of the game, recognizing that security isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing process.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, especially in the realm of cybersecurity. The more we understand the tactics and motivations of these attackers, the better equipped we are to defend ourselves.
Speaking of understanding motivations, we've talked about how these groups exploit technical vulnerabilities, but what about human error? I mean, how much do we really know about the people who have access to our most sensitive data, including our backups?
That's a crucial point. We can build strong security systems, but we also need to be mindful of the human element who has access to what are their motivations? Are there processes in place to verify their trustworthiness?
It's like that old saying, trust but verify, especially when it comes to something as critical as your backups.
Exactly. And verification can take many forms. Regular audits, robust access, controls, background checks, ongoing training for anyone with access to these systems.
So it's not just about the technology. It's about creating a culture of security awareness, a culture of vigilance.
Absolutely. We need to move beyond the mindset that security is solely the responsibility of the IT department. It's a shared responsibility that requires participation from everyone within an organization.
It's about empowering employees to be the first line of defense.
Precisely, because often it's a human error, a clicked link, a downloaded attachment, a misplaced trust that provides the initial entry point for these attacks.
And once that door is open, the consequences can be devastating. We've seen how these ransomware gangs are becoming increasingly sophisticated in their tactics, leveraging legitimate tools and blending in to avoid detection.
It's a constant cat and mouse game. As security measures improve, attackers adapt and find new ways to exploit weaknesses.
Which brings us back to the importance of staying informed.
Yeah.
We need to be aware of the latest threats, understand the tactics being used, and constantly evaluate our own security practices.
Yeah, it really does feel like you have to be one step ahead all the time. But, you know, as we've been talking about, staying informed is like half the battle. And that's what we do in these deep dives, right?
Exactly.
It's to give you the information that you need,
right,
to make smart decisions.
That's the goal.
About your security. So to recap what we learned in this deep dive.
Okay.
We started with that really alarming Veeam vulnerability,
right,
that could basically give hackers the keys to your backup kingdom. We talked about how ransomware gangs are using this thing.
Uh-huh.
Some are even using those super sneaky living off the land tactics.
That's right. And we emphasize that while patching is essential, it's only the first step in a multi-layered security strategy.
Right.
Think of it as building a fortress around your data. You need strong walls, but you also need vigilant guards, motion sensors, and a plan in case somebody does breach the defenses. And just as important as the tech is that human element.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to be aware of the risks.
Yes.
Create a culture of security and empower everybody to be a part of the solution.
Absolutely. Security is a shared responsibility. It's not just about the IT department. It's about everyone being informed, being vigilant, and taking those proactive steps to protect themselves and their organizations.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive, remember, staying safe in the digital world is a journey.
It is.
Requires constant learning and adapting.
Right.
And a healthy dose of skepticism.
Absolutely.
So don't be complacent. Stay informed. Stay vigilant.
And remember, knowledge is your most powerful weapon in this fight.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of cybersecurity. Until next time, stay safe out there.